What's up, Bottom Nation? Look, a lot of you know that I've been at this a while and have been rejected by every platform for doing a special possible. And it just happened again, and I decided I'm fed up! I'm fed up. So, on my tour now, I'm gonna be practicing my special that I'm gonna self-tape and release on YouTube. And we're gonna fund the whole thing through Patreon. So, I'm trying to just tell you that that's happening. That's my soft launch, I guess. Super soft. Really, really soft. Totally flaccid launch. Bottoms for that. But yeah, patreon.com/WHGS. If you're a fan of my stand-up, I'd be so grateful if we made this possible. And I'm a little nervous about it, to be perfectly honest. But this is how I'm telling you. And then ashleygavin.com if you want to come see me on tour. And then today, one of my favorite comedians opened for me in Atlanta, opens for Cedric the Entertainer, a headliner in her own right, Rita Brent, amazing comedian and musician, wrote for the standout Netflix special, the LGBTQ special that they had. She is so fantastic. She is on the episode this week. She is talking about falling asleep during sex, about making time for sex when you're married. And also a very, very funny story about going to the dentist, which is super funny. Did I get everything, listener? Listen, you little bottom. You attentive, caring, thoughtful bottom. Did I hit all the notes today? What is this life? Listener, this episode is brought to you by Helix, my absolute favorite mattress. I am getting the best sleep of my life on a Helix. And you can too if you go over and take their little quiz, their 2-minute quiz. It's going to match you with the perfect mattress for you, and you'll be sleeping like a baby in no time. And right now, Helix is offering 25% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
When you get married, things slow down a little bit, man, because the responsibilities go up. I promised my wife earlier in the day that there would be action later on that evening. And we were just busy the entire day. We were in the bed, and I got down there and rested my head on her thigh and did not get the fuck up. And she was like, what are you doing? She was pissed. I was like,
I would be pissed too, honestly, Rita.
I was like, let me just take a nap.
All right, hello, what's up, Bottom Nation? Pew, 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 pew. It's podcast time. It's a Monday. Alex, put in some WWE or NFL football. It's Monday Night Football. Yeah, it's Monday Night Gay Sex. We have one of my favorite people on today, one of my favorite comedians. We got Rita Brent back in the building. Early podcast, like maybe episode 15 or something when we
was
started.
Was it that early? Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
It was like 2 years ago, more.
Yikes.
Yeah, it's been a while, but I love having you on. You're like one of the funniest people that I know.
Well, that means a lot coming from you.
There are much more famous people giving you their sign of approval or their stamp of approval than me. You're a much bigger deal than I think people probably know. But yeah, I gotta be honest, this is our second recording in a row, so I might be a little loopy doopy during this.
That's fine.
How are you doing, Brie?
I'm good. I'm feeling fresh. I was gonna say, are you ever not loopy doopy or whatever the fuck you just said?
That's how you know I'm loopy doopy. I'm saying loopy doopy. You know, tired, loose, weird. I'm feeling weird. I'm okay. In Omaha. Rita, have you ever been to Omaha?
No. Where is that on the map? Help me.
Nebraska. Right on the border between Nebraska and Iowa, which is Just two other places you really want to go.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure it's not.
Well, you're from Mississippi, so you're from a pretty screwed up place.
Is that my introduction? Really?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, she's one of my favorite comedians and from a screwed up place, I'd like to call. Word, that's my promo. Oh, damn.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the absolute most backwards place in America.
That's why my head is backwards. You're right.
Anyway, Rita, you're one of my favorite comedians. You are a headliner, but you very kindly featured for me when I was in Atlanta. What did you just write for the Grammys? What did you write for?
I wrote for the Emmys last year.
The Emmys.
This year was the Academy of Country Music Awards. And Music Cares, they were honoring Joni Mitchell. I wrote for that. So the writing is new. Yeah, I've just been doing stand-up for a long time, but the writing is fun.
You have a great social media platform. You put up like funny songs because you're like also a musician. You do so many things. That's what I think is so nice about having you on as a guest. Like, you've done a little bit of everything and you're hysterical.
You know, you have to be able to do more than one thing. Maybe, unless you're going to be really, really good at one thing. I don't do a lot of stuff because I want to necessarily, but like, bills got to get paid. You know what I'm saying? So,
right. That's why this podcast was born.
Yeah.
Because I was failing. I was like, I got to find one more thing to do. And then this podcast does okay. So, but yeah, when you're a comedian, you have to do like, you have to be good at everything. It's crazy. And I'm social media too, I'm sure, Brie. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, but I'm interested, like, with y'all, like when you're writing for yourself, that's such a different skill than writing for other folks, right? Like, how do you like take that hat off? Cause you're like, you know what your story is, what your comedic brand is. Like, I'm coming from a space where I don't do stand up. So I'm just like so interested in this space.
I can't answer that question because I have never been hired by anybody. So I'm not at all. I don't know the answer to the question. So Rita's got to take that.
Okay.
One.
I'll take it. You kind of got to know that person's voice. So when I write for Cedric the Entertainer, when I write for him, I read the jokes or I perform them in his voice. You know, like, how would he sound saying this thing? Wow. Also, a lot of studying. When I wrote for Standout, an LGBTQ special on Netflix, it was like all the LGBTQ comedians that are pretty much in existence.
Yeah. I wasn't on it.
Me neither. I was writing for it, but I wasn't on it, Ash. So there's that. But Wikipedia is
helpful.
Were you writing
the portions in between?
Yes.
That's what I thought. Because some of those people were not comedians. And I was like, oh, they have jokes.
Yes. Now, some people submit their own things.
Those were your jokes.
Yes. It was a team of writers. A team of comedians writing for people. Now, most of the comedians, they have their own things, like their actual stand-up comedy sets were theirs. But the transitions and the intros and the outros and the little bits in between, that's all written by us. And when we write an intro for somebody, honestly, I go straight to Wikipedia, grab some facts. I'll watch a couple of interviews on YouTube to get an idea of their voice and their delivery. And that is extremely helpful.
That's all you get.
Wow, this is so fascinating for people, I think, because I think I was saying to Ash before we jumped on here, even with musicians, I think people assume that everyone writes their own stuff. It's like part of the magic of the wall that's up, that's like, oh no, they're all doing it themselves. They just went to the studio and figured this out. And same thing with those comedy specials. Like, I think everyone who watches is just under the impression that these people are just all coming up with all this great stuff. So it's so fascinating to like hear that you're behind the scenes.
Yeah, and I love writing this music. I'm writing a couple albums, one for myself, one for some other artists. And that is fun. That is fun too.
Wow.
Wait, are you working on non-comedy music?
Yes.
That is amazing, Rita. That is amazing. Who are you writing for, if you're allowed
to say? Yeah, I'm writing for a couple people in Mississippi. So a guy named Mike Robb, a young lady named Stephanie Luckett. I've already written some things for them. And I'm coming out with my own Southern Soul album. So you talk about screwed up Mississippi. Southern Soul music shines. That genre, it's like blues. It's blues, pretty much. Blues and R&B, if you will. It shines in Mississippi.
Wow. And it's not comedy. Oh, hi, doggy.
It's not comedy necessarily, so but I'm a comedian. So some of the lyrics are funny.
Right. They're going
to
have humor.
Yes, but if you listen to Southern Soul, the stories they tell are hilarious. You know, like Bobby Rush, amazing Grammy Award winning artist. He has a song like, I'm not henpecked, I've just been pecked by the right hand. Like, that shit is hilarious.
Yeah. Sometimes when I listen to rap, I'm like, that is actually hysterical. Like, that's a roast joke. Like, they just wrote a roast joke. It's really, really great. Well, this has been a very educational intro. But anyway, let's get into it. We're in the apartment. No, we're not in the apartment. We are in Omaha, Canada, and Atlanta, respectively. And we are having gay sex. We're having gay sex with Rita Brent today. Great comedian, musician. And where can people find you? Watch your stuff.
Rita Brent Comedy on all sites. So YouTube, TikTok, which I'm probably the least active. But I'm the most active on Instagram. And because I'm old, I'm very active on Facebook.
Okay. So for the four listeners over 70 that we listen to this program, I do have a late in life 74-year-old lesbian. Shout out Liz in the UK who came out during the pandemic, I believe. Isn't that amazing? Beautiful. But you're, and Rita, I consider you a late in life. There's no late, like, listener, if you're listening, come out on your own time. But I consider Rita a late in life lesbian. Really interesting story. We might get into it. We might not. Ah, are we bantered out? I feel like this is a relaxed energy podcast.
I'm loving it. I feel like I've learned a lot.
I know.
Like,
There's been a great amount of education already in the beginning of this. All right. Well, I am Ashley Gavin, cis gay white woman, she, her pronouns. Nah, I'm trying so hard to get you to come to my shows. Can you just please go sign up for my text alert, you little simp bitch, piece of shit? AshleyGavin.com. Rita's like, what is this? The podcast has come a long way. I yell at everybody now.
She treats the listeners beautifully over here.
Yes, I do. And I love them so much. And sometimes when you're very close to someone and you love them and they love you back, you guys have a consensual relationship where there might be some light negging and name calling and stuff like that. It's like a pet name that I call them, my little simp bitches.
I'll try that with my wife this week and get back with you, okay?
Yeah. Keep me informed on that.
Yeah. Make me a sandwich, you simp bitch. Yeah. Save me a spot on your fucking couch, Ash.
Unfortunately, I live in a studio apartment, so it will not be a very comfortable seat on the couch. You have to curl up into a little
bathroom
ball.
It is.
No, seriously, because the couch is 3 feet from where I'm having sex. So literally maybe less than 3 feet. People come into my apartment and they know it from the podcast and they're like, oh, this is much smaller than I realized. I'm like, yeah. But yeah, patreon.com/WHGS, support the pod. And then it's my chancellor, Brianne Williamson.
Hello, hello. Ooh. I'm Brianne Williamson. My pronouns are she, her. I'm a lesbian identifying cis woman in Vancouver, Canada. And you can find me everywhere at Brianne Williamson.
Great, thank you. And Rita, do you mind telling people who you are in between Dandan Noodle Bites?
Yes, I am Rita Brent, comedian, musician from, in Ashley's word, screwed up Mississippi. She, her.
I'm going to lose all four of my Mississippi fans.
You're damn right. She, her pronouns identify as a lesbian.
You know, Mississippi has produced some great comedians, though. And we've had some on the podcast. Jay
Jordan. Tig. Have you had Tig Notaro on yet?
Oh, yeah, Tig. No, I would love to have Tig. Can you get her?
No.
Everyone was on the edge of their seat. They're like, oh my god, Rita's about to get Tig. I bet Rita's written for Tig.
I just met her when I wrote for the stand-up LGBT thing on Netflix. I met her.
Yeah.
She did a sit and I met Wanda Sykes.
That must have been that number.
You know how you think about how are you gonna speak to somebody and the things you're gonna say when you meet them? Yeah, it did not turn out that way. I didn't expect Wanda to just stand there and talk to me. I thought it would just be a, all right, little simp bitch, go on. And that's not what happened. She was just kind of standing there like, yeah, you know, we're looking for projects. And I'm like, what? Too bad I don't have anything.
She asked you to pitch? And you missed your window, Rita?
It wasn't a formal opportunity to pitch. She just said that she and her partner, Paige Hurwitz, they have this company. She's like, yeah, we want to work on some projects. So I'm going to have to hit them up when I get something together. But she was interested.
You got to get something to do right now.
Yes.
And lesbians at home listening, Rita missed her shot, so shoot your shot right in to Wanda Sykes and Paige Hurwitz. But yeah, Wanda was responsible for that, though, right? Wasn't that Wanda's company?
Wanda and Paige.
Wanda, if you guys have not watched Wanda Sykes, Wanda's a lesbian. If you have not watched her comedy, you must go back. My favorite special of all time is the 2008 I'm a Be Me, or maybe 2009 HBO special, I'm a Be Me. That special to me is the special that I watch when I'm like, how do I create a great hour of comedy? I mean, it's just the best, one of the best jokes ever. Coming out of the being like, people asking her which is harder, being gay or being black, and she's like, well, you know, there's hard parts about both. And then she does this joke about having to come out as black, like she didn't have to do that. And it's truly one of the best jokes I've just ever seen in my life. It's
so
funny.
Many good bits. She gave her belly a name. Is it Ethel? Esther?
Yes. Yeah, oh, Esther, Esther.
Oh, Esther, I'm hungry. I couldn't get that shit out of my head for years. And I put Wanda is on my Mount Rushmore as well.
She's just really the best. Oh, man, that's so cool. What did you say to her? Did you, like, freak out?
It wasn't a freak out, but it was clearly a star-struckness. You know, I mentioned that she had been to Mississippi recently to shoot this movie, Breaking News in Yuba County. We were in the movie together, but my appearance was, like, half a freaking second. But I remember reading that she was afraid to go to Mississippi because of all the things that people say about Mississippi, you know, being a...
I'm part of the problem.
Yeah.
Ash.
And so I just kind of talked with her about that. How was her Mississippi experience? And that was it. So it was pretty lame, but I got a picture.
Yeah. That's not lame. Really, that's cool. But I relate to that, though, because I feel like I'm such a socially anxious person in general. And then I don't think I would ever have a perfect meet experience with any people I look up to, because it could go perfectly, but I'd still find a way it could have been better, because I already talked through every conversation that I have with anyone in my mind afterwards, and I'm like, I would just think about it forever.
Unless Wanda offered to produce my movie, I think I'd think about it for the rest of my life. I'd be ruminating on that one. Bree, who's your person that you would freak out if you met?
Honestly, I think there's so many people that I would freak out if I met. I feel like I spend a lot of time in my apartment and I consume a lot of content online, and I don't think in the last few years I've really fully recovered from understanding that there's actual people out there that I can meet in person, because I got so used to doing
it indoors.
You
and everyone else, you and all the people at my shows, that I can tell they haven't been outside in a while.
Yeah, so I feel like just anyone, even just folks that I follow on, you know, social media, or some of them are mutuals, and I meet them and I'm like, oh my God. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm not a human person anymore. I don't know how to speak to people. I just panic.
Bree, do you know who mine is?
Me?
It's you, Bree. I'm going to freak out.
No, it's not.
Wait, what? Who?
Yeah, we've never met in person. And we're best friends, obviously.
But we're best friends.
Okay, I have to know the origin story. How did this happen?
I had Bree on my podcast and I fell in love with her immediately. And I thought, well, I can't marry her because she's got a girlfriend. So...
just have to create business opportunities to get her close. Instead.
I see what you're doing, Ash. That's sneaky.
It's been a really long 2-year process to get to the point where I thought I have to build a fan base large enough that I can have a temporary co-host on a virtual platform. And I did it. And now we're going to get that collab footage when we meet for the first time.
I can't wait.
Well, I guess we should get into the gay sex. I feel like, Rita, you'll relate to this one, or you'll have some funny takes on this one. I took a vacation. I loved it. It was amazing. It was beautiful. And I went with a lady.
I'm still not over the fact that you went with someone and you didn't even tell me. I feel like you're cheating.
I was a little bit cheating on you. We did record a few podcast episodes. Oh. No, I'm kidding.
That's for the Patreon only, those podcast episodes.
Rita, have you been on vacation lately? It's been a while for me too.
If I'm gigging, it doesn't count. You know, even if I get to chill a little bit. So,
right, exactly. You
know, supposed to be going to Jamaica soon. Looking forward to that.
Oh,
but
that's
I'm working
great.
Again.
Oh, you are? What do you do? What do you work? Is there a
I don't know. It's with Cedric the Entertainer. So he's like, he's going to have a show in Jamaica.
You are so casual. Oh, yeah, I've got a gig in Jamaica. I'm working with Cedric the Entertainer. He's doing like an arena. Are you opening for him at his stadium?
I don't know if it's a stadium. I would prefer it with a beach. That would be freaking awesome.
Is he staying at a nice resort?
Yeah. I'm sure he is. I don't have all the details. But that's the thing. I'm probably not going to be staying where Sid is staying.
Can you dox the schedule, the Jamaican schedule? What resort are you staying at and will you be there?
I'm not going to be staying where Sid is staying. That's for sure.
Okay. This might shock you, but I don't think anyone in our fan base is going to purchase tickets to fly to Jamaica to find Cedric the Entertainer. That doesn't seem like the Venn diagram that I...
You never know. You never know. Stranger things have happened.
What, they're going to go after you,
what
Rita?
The fuck? Yeah. Yes. You'll come find me.
Yes, they are. They
you
are.
You are wearing a backwards cap. And if you're listening, Rita is cute. Rita is... I can't say this about Rita because Rita and I are sort of the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can. Rita's cute.
Rita's thirst trapping right now. Just FYI, TikTok thirst trapping. See, fuck boying over there.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Smell Cool J lips. Yes.
I need to add your TikTok. Hold on a minute.
Bree, did you slide off your chair? Where'd you go? What was that thud that I heard on the ground?
Yeah, whoop, whoop. I'm sliding around over here. Don't mind me.
So you definitely want to, but maybe they'd be coming after you. But you have a very cute wife as well. So you're off the market. But what was I going to say?
You went on a vacation.
I don't remember. I went on a vacation. And this thing happened to me that I think is going to resonate with you, Rita, and many of our listeners. But when you go on vacation to a place that's nice, like Jamaica, when you get there, especially, this might be a white thing, but when you get there, you are required to do a water sport.
True. Facts.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And I think it might be a white thing because it kind of reminds me of like going skiing or like kind of doing an activity that could threaten your life. And that's like the white privilege thing that you see. Like you see the footage of this person trapped on an island burning to a crisp without food. You're like, how did they get there? Well, I windsurfed there. You're like, that's white people
shit.
You
did it yourself.
So I went on this trip and here's the thing. I'm old and pale, so I purchased a rash guard for the trip.
Where the fuck do they sell those?
Dick's Sporting Goods.
So you get a rash thing from the Dick store.
I fucking can.
Excellent. It makes sense now.
That was so good. I wish I could hit the soundboard right now for the air horn. That was so good. So I go to the Dick's Sporting Goods. I get the rash guard. I get a bucket hat. And I am like lubed up, slippery, and sunscreen the entire time. Now, the girl that I went on this trip with, she's in her late 20s, but she has a baby face. She is a real baby face. So, and I'm in my rash guard and leggings and bucket hat walking around. So I'm.
You were wearing full leggings too?
My knees get burnt.
Oh, God.
Listener, write in. What is it about the knee that gets burnt? Because my knees fry to crisps. So when I was just walking around, I wore some leggings sometimes because I didn't want to get burnt on the long days out without shade coverage.
Now, that is a white thing, okay?
Yes.
I was wondering why we didn't have any beach photos from you, and now I understand.
I'm never going
to
release
them. If I get a hold of them, I'm selling them to TMZ, so don't share them shits with me.
Yes. TMZ's like unknown lesbian fries to crisp. But the reason I'm mentioning it is because I'm old and I am aging myself with the outfits that I'm in. So we're walking around and twice people ask me if I was with my daughter. And when I tell you there is nothing more humiliating than being with someone and have, especially when we were so close in age, I was like, this is like really, truly humiliating. Like, I wanted to die. The first time it happened, I hit the floor. And the second time it happened, I just accepted who I was and put more zinc on my cheeks.
Well, no one's bought a rash guard since 1972. So that you just...
I will defend the rash guard. I defend the rash guard. Listen, I'm trying to make it in Hollywood. I can't shrivel up.
Oh, my God.
I got to protect myself.
Did you have like the zinc on your nose too? Like, oh, under the leggings?
No, on my non-legging days.
Okay.
I had non-legging days.
Like,
so anyway, I'm like, and I'm like, she's like very athletic and I'm like, I'm, you know, I'm dorky. Oh, and so we went swimming and like we swam out to like a little rock in the middle of the ocean. And of course, on the way out there, I'm bumping my shins up against the rocks and trying to climb up. And it was just like, I just look like a dweeb, you know? So.
And you still had sex on this vacation after all that?
So much sex. Isn't that crazy that she still had sex with me?
She must really, really like you.
Like- and I really like her, too. Anyway, wow. So my shins are a mess. We decide to go windsurfing. That's our water sport. So we go windsurfing.
Okay.
And I believe that every sort of more masculine lesbian has been in this position on a vacation with their significant other where they get cucked by the surf instructor. What is it about the surf instructor hitting on the significant other of the femme one, the quote unquote, and I understand that not all relationships are like this, but if there's a femme one, the surf instructor is going to fuck or cuck rather the mask one.
Well, it might just also be because the femme one is not wearing leggings, zinc, a rash guard. Like maybe the instructor would have been interested had you like lost like a few of the items.
You had on a fucking bikini like a regular person.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. He did not like me. And I was not good at the windsurfing. He kept screaming at me and he had this French accent. And so, like, I was out in the middle of the thing and he's like, Ashley! Ashley! And he's like, just left, right, Ashley! And I'm like trying. Every time he stopped speaking, I got better at it. I hated this guy so much.
He's cucking you and he's bullying you at the same time.
Yeah, at the same time. I mean, that's kind of what cucking is. It's like the ultimate bullying. Have you been cucked on vacation,
yeah,
Rita?
It's probably the same thing with you. Every time I've been on vacation, I've had a bad bitch with me, you know? And it's just, I think it just comes along with the territory. But never have I been asked, is that my daughter? Never has anybody asked me that question.
Yeah, which is worse, honestly? Like,
is this your daughter? I'm about to hit on her. I want to cuck her.
Hey, I just want to know, how respectful do I need to be? Because if it's not your daughter, I'm going to fuck her right now. But if it is your daughter, I'm going to take care of this later. It was so humiliating. Honestly, I felt old, and I've never felt that way before. I felt old, and I was like, oh, this is a little glimpse into my future.
But you don't have an old face. You have a young-looking face. What does this woman look like?
I know. I have pretty good skin. I don't know. She has a baby face for sure. Like, if I were going to guess, I'd be like, oh, early 20s. You know what I mean? Like, maybe 23 to 25 is what I would have guessed. Okay. She has a baby face. But I don't, when they asked me, I was like, well, how old do you think she is? Because we need to figure out exactly how old you think I am. What is this, a teen pregnancy? What are we talking about here?
No, you never ask that question. The follow-up of how old do you think I am? You're never going to like the answer. That's not a good question to ask.
But anyway, the peak of this, the funniest part, I think, at one point I'm on my windsurf and I look over. And the guy's doing tricks. And I was like, that's stupid. You know what I mean? Like, because I hate this guy. And he's screaming at me. And I'm bad at windsurfing. And I'm burning. And my feet are burning because I can't cover them up. And then after my main situation, the lady that I brought, she says to me, I don't want to call her my girlfriend because she's not.
I was going to say, start calling her a woman, not a girl, maybe to bridge the gap on age here.
Okay, that's fair. You're like, maybe if you stop referring to her as your daughter, people will stop asking you that.
Were you good girling her on the beach? Because that might have had.
Oh my God, Brie. I may have good girl time. No, I'm kidding. I would never do that in public. But so unbeknownst to me, do you want to know what he said to her before he did the tricks? He goes, do you want to see some wind magic? That was his line. So I know he's not successfully cucking anybody, because that's the saddest thing I've ever heard in my life.
No. Any kind of magic.
Some wind magic.
Right.
You want to see some tongue magic? Yeah. With this tongue magic.
Yeah, right. You're about to have the worst sex of your life if someone calls it tongue magic.
The worst.
Stay away. No one wants land magic, sea magic, wind magic. But yeah, I just thought, like, I don't know, Brie, have you been cucked or has your girlfriend been cucked on a vacation?
No, but there is something I will say, I do often have crushes on the professionals trying to do their job at these resorts. There's something about it. You're like meeting them and you're like, you want them to think that you're good at like windsurfing or whatever. Have you seen?
You are not helping my insane jealousy that I felt towards Emil.
You want them to be like, wow, of all the tourists we've had out here, like you were killing it. Like you want their validation.
God. No, that's my worst fear. Yeah.
Have you seen the meme of people being like, oh, who else can relate to when you're about to go down a water slide as a kid, and the like 14-year-old boy that was hired to do this as a summer job is like, ready, set, go. And you're like, I'm in love. Like there's something about like the connection to these people working in these places. I feel like it runs deep. I don't know what it is.
Maybe because it sort of feels like a life or death situation. You're in a life jacket.
They're in a power position. They're experts at their craft. I don't know what it is.
And you're never going to see them again, you know?
That's true. There is something romantic
about
that.
There's some sort of wind magic going on.
There's something in the wind. Magic. But don't you feel like, because Rita, I read you as like probably the more masculine quote unquote partner in your relationship. Don't you think there's something to like men who somehow don't read that you two are a gay couple and then they start to flirt with the woman in front of you? There's just something so frustrating about that.
Yes. And especially because I am masculine and it's pretty fucking obvious. You know, it's affection. We're affectionate. You know, I think it is a way for them to try to like, hey, you just ain't had the right dick yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, and they will actually say that. No, you're not a lesbian. You just ain't had the right dick yet. You know?
Yes.
So I think it is a...
Oh, I've never had a surf instructor say that. That has... <That's true. laughs> That would be a bizarre...
I am talking to the resort's HR department. If the surf instructor says to me, you just haven't had the right dick yet.
Yeah, you know resorts don't have an HR department. Stop it, Brie.
Yeah, that's true.
Also, it's like, don't you want me to tip you?
And they want to stick the tip in. That's what they want to do.
Right, that's what I was going to say. I'm like, please don't say that, sir. Don't you want to get a tip? He's like, yeah, I want to get a tip in your wife there, buddy.
So you don't think it's...
In your daughter.
You don't think it's intentional?
Oh my God.
When men do that?
I do. I think it's like a challenge to them in a really fucked up way.
I think it depends because sometimes they're like your friend. Are you guys friends? Are you guys sisters? So they like don't know, you know, or are you this person's mother? Is this your daughter? So like sometimes they genuinely don't know. But then I think there are other times where it's like, yeah, it could be intentional. There's something specifically creepy about surf instructors because like their whole life plan is to surf, have sex with women in a van, and to give them HPV. Like, that is...
Oh, shit. Remind me, this is why I've not gone surfing.
Yes. Cancel the itinerary when you go to Jamaica. Clear the schedule.
And by the way, listener, if you're a surf instructor, you don't count. You're a good one. But that's my gay sex from this week. Getting cucked by Emil, the windsurf instructor.
Your daughter getting fucked on a paddleboard beside you.
That actually does sound like a crazy porn.
Or a Lifetime movie.
My stepdaughter gets fucked by surf instructor. I get cucked.
All the titles are like that. I hate fucking porn titles
now.
Too.
It doesn't even have anything to do with what's in the fucking movie. They just like put it in there.
Well, what's in the movie is getting railed. And that would be, that'd be a weird title. Sex. Intercourse. Listener, don't forget to support the Patreon, patreon.com/WHGS. That's how we pay Alex. He is a full-time employee of the podcast. We could not pay him on ads alone. Me also. This is full-time work, so please consider going and donating. And in return for those donations, you get bonus episodes. You get comped tickets when I'm in your city. You get extended, unfiltered, uncut episodes, weekly access to my Zoom stream of my show in New York, and lots of other stuff. Patreon.com/WHGS. Listener, do not miss me when I'm in your city. I know you miss my TikToks and my Instagram posts, and sometimes you skip podcast episodes. I'm only in town once a year, so let me text you once a year when I'm in town. Or I can email you ashleygavin.com. There's going to be 25 cities on this tour. Don't miss your city. Listener, spring has sprung. Love is in the air, and that means you need your Helix mattress. You don't want to bring a girl home and have her crawl into your bed and feel like shit the next day, and then she takes it out on you and never sees you again. Help your boo thang get a good night's sleep on a Helix mattress. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex. Take the 2-minute mattress quiz, and you'll find out which mattress is best for you. And it's no stress. You get 100 nights to try it. And there's a 10 to 15 year warranty. So don't sweat this decision. But I know you're going to love it because you don't have to take my word for it. Helix has been awarded the #1 mattress picked by GQ and Wired magazine. It's even recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Rita, did you have gay sex this week?
What week is it?
Check the calendar.
I'm trying to see what I was doing.
I want to know, do you have like a sticker on certain days? You're like, let me just see here.
Okay, I don't even know if this story counts. It has nothing to do with my
you
wife.
You keep looking back at your computer. Do you take notes?
No, I'm looking at my calendar to see what I did. To see if something pops up. Okay. All right. Kiss my ass, Ashley. Okay, here we go.
That's so funny. You're like, wait, this is the day that I didn't have Dan Dan noodles, so that means...
Oh.
All right, I don't know if this even counts, but I had to get a dental procedure done this past week.
This counts.
Okay.
It absolutely counts. I don't need to hear anything else. Talk about the start of a porn.
The dentist chair.
Let me just check your mouth.
Cucked by dental hygienist.
Laughing gas gone too far. So this is so dumb, but this is all I could come up with right now. So I was at the dentist getting a procedure. It was a filling because I don't want a root canal again. And speaking of dentists, I've never used dental dam. Maybe y'all can talk to me about that. But
no one ever has.
I've never even seen it in existence. I think this it's all a sham.
Okay.
There is a great brand because I don't have sex before getting tested and talking about, like, I don't have oral sex before getting tested and talking about like STI status. Like, I just do fingering things. That's how I practice.
Good for you.
Sex.
I'm not that organized, honestly. I'm just being honest. I know that's not the thing that you're supposed to say. Like, for the listeners, don't listen to that. But like, you're actually every time before you go down on someone, you're like, let me just go get checked first.
I just don't have like one night stands like that, basically. A committed, that's like a, yeah, I'm like kind of like my delicate flower. You know, I want to make sure that I'm with the right partner.
That's and why also, you dry hump so much. It all makes sense now.
That's why I dry hump so much. Yes.
Okay.
But the other thing that I will say to the listener, if you're looking like, oh, what's the best way that I can trib or have oral sex protected, there is a great brand called Laurels, and they make underwear that is a dental dam. So go check them out.
Whoa.
There you go.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so it's a little sexier than, like, you know, the classic cutting up a condom situation. But anyway, Rita, go on.
Do they sell these dental dam draws on Amazon? I don't need them. I'm just curious. I'm so curious.
The
triple D's. The first thing I'm doing after this is looking up these and ordering a pair just because I want to know.
Shit, I'm looking it up now.
I think it's fantastic. They're called Laurels.
Do you have a pair, Ashley, you can model for us?
I do not. And that content is only on patreon.com/WHGS. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so back to my story, which has nothing to do with dental dam. I was at the dentist, and the procedure was supposed to take like 45 minutes. It was taking a little longer. They put this contraption in your mouth to keep your mouth open. You know,
yeah.
So,
yeah.
And I don't know, maybe like 45 minutes in, I had to use the bathroom. And I couldn't, I was saying it, and I was like, I was saying it, but they couldn't understand what I was saying. So I aggressively pointed at my vagina. Like, I just kept, I was pointing at my vagina.
And then they were like, we got to get the HR department.
Yes. So finally they took the shit out and I told them, I was like, I had to pee. How come y'all didn't get the signs? And this is like, you know, we never had anybody do that before. Just pointed their monkey for 30 seconds straight. And that's the end of the story. They let me go to the restroom and then we finished the procedure.
And you were like...
That is one of the funniest things I've ever heard. I'm not kidding.
That's it.
Well, I was going to say, can you stop going down on me? I just have to pee. You're like pointing at your vagina aggressively. They're like, do you want me to? Okay, I'll finger you. That's fine.
Right. So that's it. So no.
So not a lot of action this week is what you're saying, Rita.
Yeah, not a lot of action. I've been traveling a lot. That's it. And listen, when you get married, okay, I want to say this. My wife and I celebrated our second year anniversary last month, July 20th.
Oh, congratulations.
When you get married, things slow down a little bit, man, because the responsibilities go up. I'm not saying the romance goes down, but the responsibilities go up, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And I often, we're just so tired, you know, I've fallen asleep before, like going down. Like, that's how freaking tired I
Wait,
get.
Pause right there, because that wow. is actually the story that I need to hear. The dentist was great. A classic, really. You've fallen asleep going down on your wife, and you're still married.
Yeah. I have slight narcolepsy.
Oh, well, that...
It's not diagnosed. I self-diagnosed.
Oh, it's not diagnosed.
According to WebMD, okay?
You should see my list of diagnoses if we're going off of WebMD.
We have everything. I have rheumatoid arthritis, all kind of shit, according to WebMD. I'm like, damn, how the fuck? I'm 35 and I have RA already. One knee ache, and they diagnose you with the worst
shit. That'll happen if you fall asleep with your jaw open like that.
True.
You'll definitely get a cramp in here.
Oh. That actually did happen this week. We were, against my better wishes, my better judgment, I promised my wife earlier in the day that there would be action later on that evening. And we were just busy the entire day. And we were in the bed, and you know, the foreplay had started, and I got down there and rested my head on her thigh and did not get the fuck up. And she was like, what are you doing? She was pissed. Get off. Just get off of me. And I was like,
I would be pissed too, honestly, Rita.
I was like, let me just take a nap.
If someone fell asleep going down on me, I think I would. I've had someone really tired fingering me start to kind of doze off, but if they were going down on me.
What?
Yeah.
Did the pace stop? They were just like.
Yep. You feel it start slowing down and then it comes to a total stop. Yeah. I'd be so. You must have been exhausted.
Yeah, but this is not new. This is not the first time.
Well, Rita has narcolepsy, Ash. Keep up.
Right.
And
you're
arthritis.
Right.
Arthritis in the eyes, clearly. I don't know where the fuck it is.
So, because I love you and your wife. I think you guys are such a cute couple. And I love the way you guys talk to each other. Like, I'm a little bit, I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing about me, but I love the little hobby of meeting couples and evaluating all of their interactions.
Yes, that's fun. I'm with you on that. That's fun.
You know what I mean? And being like, I hope things are good. I hope things are healthy. And
you'd be a great surf instructor.
I'd be a great surf instructor. If I could surf, I'd cuck so much. If only I could fucking stand up on the thing instead of getting screamed at the entire time. But I'm curious, like, she feels comfortable, because I know I can hear the listener at home being like, how do I ask my partner? We haven't done it in a while. How do I ask my partner in a way that feels good, that I want to bone? You know what I mean? Like, I want to make time for it.
Yeah, it's a conversation to be had. I mean, the immediate thing is like, hey, I'm horny. You know, we haven't done it in a while. I need some relief. That's just simple. But if you are extremely busy, and like you, Ashley, I tour quite often.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. It's been a conversation like, hey, at least this many times a month. And it's not just about meeting a quota. It's about being close, you know,
being connected.
Yeah, it brings us closer together. You know, that intimacy is important. So you don't just get monotonous and get caught up. You know, it is a pleasant break from responsibilities and things like that. But when you're married, you have to, it becomes a conversation. Like last night, we were going to bed, and right before she went to bed, she closed her eyes and she was like, oh, the light bill is due tomorrow. And I was thinking, that's just not sexy at all. I'm going to have to talk to her about that. That's not the last thing I want to hear before you go to sleep. The light bill's due. I was like, oh my God.
She probably thought you were asleep, honestly, because you were down there, dozed off on her thigh. So she thought she could vent a little bit into the void.
But well, shouldn't have such a nice warm thigh. It's not my damn fault. It is a nice soft ass thigh.
Listen, I'm a dry humper. I love a good thigh. So I understand. But I think the point is that it's okay to have those conversations, and they don't have to always be loaded. It doesn't have to be a judgment about who you are or what the sex life is like. And a lot of times I feel like that's how you can tell a relationship is healthy. That you feel comfortable being like, hey, I miss you and I'm horny and you're away a lot. Can we find a way to work on this? And that neither partner feels judged. You know what I mean? If it's the other way, if you're feeling hesitant to talk about the issue, then you might want to talk to someone more experienced than I am, like a therapist, about like why you might be feeling, you know what I mean?
I think the stress brings my sex drive down. Like when I travel, I get really stressed out. I get really anxious. What Bree said, I deal with social anxiety. Mm-hmm. And sometimes just the woes and the responsibilities of life, I'm not in a mood to have sex. And it is not a reflection of my wife. It's just me, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what I tell her in the conversation. Hey, it is not you. I'm going through some things emotionally and physically, you know? And once I get that back on track, then we can get back on track.
But for now, I need to take a nap, so.
Yes. We'll start with rest.
I think that's good, too, though. Like, knowing yourself and knowing your body and being able to communicate that to your to your partner. Thank you, Rita. That was great. That was actually very vulnerable gay sex, Rita.
Yeah. We got to have these conversations. Because if you don't have conversations with your partner, then you build resentment.
Yes.
Yes.
I've seen it firsthand. Like, at least give them a chance to rectify and remedy before you go do some shit, you know?
Yeah. Totally. I think that's such a good point because, like, I know if I find that's a thing for me. If I find out someone's been feeling a certain way and they haven't told me and it's already built to a boiling point, that hurts me so much because I'm such a person that wants to fix everything all the time. Everywhere, you know? So that's how I'm trying to fix my relationship with my daughter through this romantic trip that we took together.
Stop saying that.
People are going to be like, Ashley, this was a really fucked up episode. So it's always good to have those conversations. Really important. Bree, did you have gay sex this week?
I did, but I need to talk about something that happened that feels like a dream. I went to this queer women focused event that happens once a year, and it's called Chicas, and it's here in Vancouver. And this event has been going on for like decades. So the crowd at this event is extra special, in my opinion, because the age range is so large. Like, for a lot of queer women that are like in their 60s, 70s, this is like the one time they go out every year. Right.
That's and they like awesome.
It's a big reunion and it's like really fun. So anyways, and then it's like cute because you have like the baby gays too and all different age ranges and it's a good time. And I went to this event. I always go to this event. I always have the best time at this event. And I'm standing there, I'm talking to some friends, and someone comes up to me and I don't recognize them, and they're like, I can tell that they're a little bit older, but not a lot older. And I'm like, hey, what's up? And they're like, this is gonna sound crazy, but when you were in high school, I was teaching at your high school. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, that is so wild. And they're like, yeah, like, wait, let me just check. Like, what year did you graduate? And then we were like chatting for a bit. And I was like, this is so wild to me. Like, I'm so excited to hear this, because I always thought the one queer representation that I made up in my brain, and I never actually verified if it was true or not, was there was this one other teacher that taught at my high school that I was sure was a lesbian. I was like, oh my God, like that is my like lesbian icon, even though like she never actually said she was gay. I just decided it in my
mind.
What
did she teach, Brie?
She taught English.
There we go. There it is.
Yeah. And it was funny because all the other kids in my high school were bullying this teacher for being a lesbian behind the scenes. And I was like, please God, be a lesbian, because I want her to be a lesbian for a different reason. Right. So anyways,
that's so funny. The idea of that is so funny that the kids are like, yo, do you think Miss Roberts is a lesbian?
Yeah.
And then you're like, I hope so. I love her.
I was like, please God, let her be a lesbian. So anyways, I've always had this like core memory of just like every time she would walk down the hall, I'd be like, oh my God, I hope that she's a lesbian. Like, I was just like, I felt connected to her. I never actually had a class with her, but I was just like so hyper focused on this teacher because it was my only like small taste of made up representation. So I was explaining all of this to the teacher that had come up to me, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's so wild, because I always thought so and so was a lesbian. And she goes, oh, she was. And I was like, oh my God, this is making my life. And she goes, oh yeah, we had a thing. We had a full affair for years and we fucked in her classroom.
Stop. Shut Whoa. The fuck up. Talk about
and
a porn.
I was literally like, my jaw was on the floor. I was like, everything that I made up in my teenage angsty mind is true. All happened behind the scenes. And I literally, this person was laughing at me. They're like, they could have just told me that, I don't know. I don't know that I won a fucking Grammy. I was so excited. I was literally like, I couldn't even speak to this person anymore. I was like, how can this be true? And all my friends were just over the moon about this story, even though they had no idea who this teacher was. I was just mind boggled.
And meanwhile, you want to be like, not for any particular reason, but did you guys do it on the desk, or was she bent over the desk? Yes. Did you like move all the papers out of the way?
Yes. But it was wild. And at the time, I think for what I heard correctly, like they were both like with men at the time. This is like both of their kind of like first like awakenings as well. So I don't know. It's somehow like, it weirdly, like jokes aside, meant so much to my like little baby gay heart that I was like, I was right. There were other people like me. I don't know.
That's
weird.
So sweet. And also like really but ragingly horny and hot. Yeah, that's as most gay things are. Did you have any gay teachers? I remember some gay teachers at my school, but I'm curious if you had any gay teachers at your school.
Ooh.
Or teachers that you wanted to be gay.
Oh, well, yeah. Hell yeah. I was trying to stay out of school for a different reason. Yeah, you know, but none that were active. But I can tell you.
That you know of until you run into them.
Right.
Yeah, until you find out they were banging each other in the classroom.
But I can say, like, I'm friends with some of my teachers now who taught me, like, during elementary, you know? And there was this one teacher, like, she was hot and everybody wanted her, and I found her on Facebook some years ago, and she is still hot. almost in a DM, like, look, we grown now. What's up?
You know you had a huge crush on someone when 28 years later you're stalking them on Facebook.
Listen.
I've done that.
When Facebook came along, her name is the first one that came to mind. I was like, oh, shit, I can find anybody on this move? What? Let me type this name in. She has the same hairstyle. She's put on a little weight, but I don't give a shit about none of that. She is still hot. She's a fan, too.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Too bad you're married.
It ain't like that. My wife is listening. It ain't like that. I don't DM her or anything. But she is on Facebook, and I did find her.
Yeah. I don't know that this would even be a good advertisement for your services, as you basically said, I will fall asleep on your thigh, girl. That's what I will do.
But when I wake up, see, that's the rest of it. But when I wake up, it's on.
When I'm refreshed and rejuvenated.
Yes.
The obviously gay teachers at my school kind of like freaked me out. Because there were two like butcher lesbians that I was like, that was the only, those were the only ones I knew were gay. And I knew I wasn't that type of gay. And so for me, and there was such a stigma against butch women at the time that I definitely had some self-loathing homophobia around because of that stigma. And so for me, I was always like, I didn't know what to do with them. And none of my other friends seemed to care that they were so obviously gay. But it mattered like so much to me because it was a mirror. You know what I mean? A mirror that I had to look at. And I was represented, but I also wasn't represented, you know? So it was too weird. It was too real. Now, the gay male teachers, that I had no problem being like, oh, yeah, that guy's gay, you know? And those teachers... that was
you didn't want lesbians to exist because you were denying it to yourself. You're like, you're doing too much over here because I'm trying to like push this down right now.
Yes. Yeah. So I found that most of my early gay feelings beyond my actual relationships, a lot like having to look at gayness or whatever. Yeah. A lot of that was like just too much for me. And I couldn't have anything but a non-secretive experience. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Well, this was actually quite a, for such a porny episode, that was a really very vulnerable.
Well, you're just about ready to roll right into your therapy appointment, right?
So
foreplay therapy for you.
It is. And I have a lot to talk about today. Oh my God. And I'm so tired. Well, Rita, I'm so happy for you and all the things that you're doing. It's so great.
I hope I'm happy for you.
Ah,
no. When you asked me to open up for you, I was thrilled, and to see your fan base. Whoa, I'm talking about. They were there for Ashley. The support is real, and you were so personable and lovable and honest with them. And I learned a lot from you in those 2 nights. So,
thank you. That's so nice. They were great shows, and you're such a great comedian. And they are. I make fun of you guys. I call you little pieces of shit, but it is a joke. I mean, you guys honestly are pieces of shit, but I love you for the piece of shit that you are. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, that's real love. Yeah.
I love you for your flaws. No, I'm truly the luckiest person on the planet. But where can people find you? Because I want them to go watch your stand-up. I want them to come to your shows. How can they watch your stand-up and stuff? And support you.
Yes. RitaBrent.com. My schedule is there. YouTube, Rita Brent Comedy. Instagram, Rita Brent Comedy. That's pretty much it. If you type in Rita Brent Comedy, my stuff will come up. So I am doing some touring across the Americas. So if I'm in a city near you, I'd love for you to come see me. And hopefully I'll be on another show with Ashley at some point so you can...
We should coordinate dates so that maybe if we can open for each other if we're in the same city.
Oh, I'm down with that. I'm totally down.
We should do that. And Brie, plug your stuff.
Yeah, if they're looking for another queer podcast, I Can Explain Podcast is my podcast, and you can find me anywhere at Breanne Williamson.
Yes, and Patreon, please. Like I said in the last episode, we're raising funds for new employees. It is the nicest thing you can do And $1 a month actually does really help. If a bunch of you did a dollar a month, that's more than $1 a month. That's like a lot of dollars a month. That's how math works. I know gays hate math, and I know you had a crush on your English teacher, and so that was the only subject that you cared about.
Yeah.
But please, patreon.com/WHGS. Thanks for listening, guys. Like I said, this is a big month for us. We are moving into, well, I'm moving, and we're building out a studio so that I don't have to live in my studio anymore, and that Alex can have a dedicated setup so he's not constantly setting up and breaking down. We're bringing on a new assistant, and I'm shooting a special. This is crazy. This is nuts. Thank you. Sorry, I didn't know I was going to get emo there. Little emo. Alex, put in 5 seconds of Dashboard Confessional. Hands down, this was the best day I could. All right, that's my Dashboard Confessional for you. But yeah, sorry to get a little emo, but it is a lot of changes happening. And there's so many of you are supporting, and you guys make this possible. So thank you, patrons. And if you've thought about donating $1 a month, now would be the time to do it. Patreon.com/WHGS. I'm really excited about some other things going on too that I haven't really been talking about, but hopefully I will be soon. And then tour dates and all that. Where am I going? St. Louis this week. I think this will come out this week. Charlotte, Milwaukee, Philadelphia, Ohio coming up, Pittsburgh. Yeah. When I step back from it, I just can't believe it. And then my gay thought today. Why do you think lesbians, like, why do you think queer people are so into rescue animals, like rescue dogs and rescue cats? Do you think it's because, wow, this is some deep therapeutic, this is like, oh, she's been in therapy. Do you think we like rescue animals because we also wanted to be fostered by a loving family? Do you think that we rescue animals specifically because we wish we could have been adopted by kind gay people to have a family that supports us? Not everybody, but do you think there's a little bit of the urge? Is there a queer urge to turn your cat gay? That's what I'm saying. All right. Shout out to the whole crew today. Alex has been working his ass off lately. Sydney, who's coming on board to assist me with things. Lex for the promo. I know I'm missing people. Kate and Bree, the upcoming temp co-host, all the guests, Fulton and Fletcher, all the sponsors. Yeah. All right. Have a great week, guys.